Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it.
Four best ways to build wealth in your 20s. Hey guys, it's Rahim. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. In this video, I'm going to share with you the four best ways to generate wealth in your 20s. And now I use the word 20 years old only because I wanted to look back of what you would have done and replicate that to your current life situation. Because if you do, it will transform your finances. So if you want to know the best ways to invest or the best way to generate wealth in your 20s, or maybe you're in the 30s, 40s or 50s, this video is for you. Stay until the end. I will give you step-by-step ways on how you could actually generate wealth that would outlive you. Let's get to it. But before we get to that, I'd like to thank everyone that subscribed to my channel. The channel is growing immensely. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I appreciate it so much. We've done a little research. We've realized 45% of the people that are watching my content have not hit that subscribe button. If you know you are one of those, please hit that subscribe button now before we continue. Do it now. I'm waiting. What are you doing? Subscribe now. Right, let's get the family grow. The family is growing immensely. Literally, it's blowing my mind away. I've got a promise to make. If you do, I promise valuable, actionable content to take your finances to the next level, to a level that you would have only dreamed of. And I've lined up lots of people, entrepreneurs, influencers, celebrities, to learn from, to replicate from, to take your investments to the next level. So what are the four ways to build wealth in your 20s? The first thing in your 20s to do is to start early, meaning start investing early and often. You'll be like, oh, I've heard that before. So what? I've heard that lots of times. I know you heard it. Have you implemented it? Have you started doing it? Have you thought about maybe starting your investment now by, first of all, educating yourself, looking at something that really resonates with you to invest in? Because if you start early, you have a solid foundation to learn, improve, and replicate whatever you've learned during that process to expedite your finances, and it gives you the security later, the financial freedom later, to live life in your own terms rather than relying on your employers or the government. So have you thought about investing in index funds? Have you thought about investing in properties? Have you thought about investing in gold, commodities, whatever that may be for you? For me, what really worked for me was properties. Again, I started my investment journey about maybe 26 years old. If I know, I would have started it at age 19, but I was told I needed lots of money to start my investment. I needed to get a degree. If I know what I know now, I would have read, have started age 19 to immerse myself. I would have been in an other level. So don't wait long. Don't wait the time I've waited to start your investment journey. If you're lucky enough to watch this video, because most of the people in 20s, they don't bother watching videos like this. If you are, or if you're a parent, you're an uncle, you're a brother, you know someone who's age 20, maybe you want to share this video with them to learn and remind them that they need to start investing now, not when they are in their 30s. And also age 20, you may not have lots of bills to pay for. You may be living with mom, or maybe you're living in a shared house, or maybe you're living in a tiny flat, or perhaps you're looking to move out. So this is a time then you have to literally prepare yourself for when you started living independently, or for when you started to have your own home or build your own family. Now is the time to do it. There's no better time than now. Suppose you're saying, oh, Raheem, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s. Literally, go for it right now. Do not wait next year until you get married, until you have your first son, your baby. All these things leads to procrastination. I call it procrastination, having a reason for not doing what you're supposed to do now. For me, I use it as motivation. I had an investor approach me, look, Raheem, I want to invest in properties, but I want to wait until I get married. I was like, you're mad. Why would you want to wait until you get married? Because then I've got some savings to make to get my marriage going. I want it to be a nice marriage. I get that. I said, how about you think about it this way? Use the marriage as a motivation factor to get you to start investing now. What will that do? That then allow you to make passive income. So it's so sad for you to marry your wife or your husband only to start taking permission from work. You can even do your honeymoon, full honeymoon, because you're not allowed to have a month holiday. So starting now is better because it gives you the opportunity to go on holiday, the time and place and the duration you want to go for. But if you're not doing that now, you got married, you're on the rat race, you're giving you 2 weeks. If you're lucky, you get 3 weeks. You're coming back doing the same thing. So use the marriage or having a baby or something else as a motivation to get you going. For me, I was able to change that energy for that investor and transform. Say, okay, now you want to marry in about 3 years' time, right? How about if you start investing now? Imagine having two or three properties by then, or maybe even one property that generates about, say, £500 a month. That is money that you don't have to work for, right? He said, actually, you're right. And I asked him, how much do you intend to spend in your marriage? He's thinking about £15,000 to £20,000. If he worked really, really well, maybe it'll be about £15,000. And that is cheap. So when he went back and came, actually, Raheem, I got the figures wrong. I think I may, literally, it might cost me about £30,000, double the amount he initially told me. I said, okay, what are you going to do with that money? Once you've spent that money in those 2 days, it's gone. It's not coming back. How about if you can use that money to invest in property, you buy your first property, flip it, make £25,000 to £30,000 profit, you go again and do it, then you get another £25,000, and then you slowly build that up, and then you start holding the property in readiness for when you get married, and then at least you've got a couple of properties that be generating about £1,000. And he said that was quite a good advice, and he looked into it, and he did it. And today he's in his second property, and he's not even married yet, okay? So what he's done basically is engaged his wife. He's done all the tradition, but they haven't done the official marriage. So his target now, he's going to get married officially doing all these parties when he hits his fourth property. The woman is happy. The husband is happy. They don't care about that lavish marriage. They've got a vision and a mission to become financially free, not to please people or to show off to people. So they're on their fourth property. As soon as they hit their fourth property, they're going to have their nice, amazing wedding in Cyprus. Number two, control your debt. You see, in order for you to be a good investor, you need to be able to control your debt, especially a high interest debt, okay? And especially if they are bad debts. So what do I mean by bad debt? Bad debt are debts you take, for example, to spend in your marriage, to go on holiday, to buy trainers, to buy shirts, to buy a car, or to gift someone. These debts are bad debts. The reason why they are bad debt is that because they don't bring you any income, right? And obviously you have to pay those debts. So you have to ensure that you pay them down because they're not bringing you anything. So manage your bad debt. So how do you manage? You look at the debts that have higher interest rates. You try to pay those debts significantly, quickly, in order to allow you to pay the lower interest debt. If you're able to consolidate it, so you've got one interest to pay in your debt. You see, any good entrepreneur are a good debt management person. They manage their debt well, and they take good debts. The good debts are what makes them passive income, like buying a property, for example, taking a loan to educate themselves, taking a loan to join venture with someone, taking a loan to invest in businesses. This is what entrepreneurs do. This is what we call good debt. It's not buying it. As soon as you drive past the lot, it value depreciate by 20%. Not doing that. Number three, increase your income. What do I mean by that? Is increasing your income really important? Of course it is important, especially you're very young and you haven't got much time left, basically. That's how I see it. You have to tell us, okay, you haven't got much time left to invest in yourself to become financially free. So basically seek opportunities, like if you're working, ask for additional roles, or maybe start a side hustle. It could be a property investment side hustle, for example. You can start your rental service that can manage, or maybe start selling things online, or perhaps you've got all things that you don't need, you're gonna start selling that. Or maybe you're an accountant, an IT technician, or someone who's very good in English or maths, you might start teaching people about these things. If you're an IT person, you might start working, helping people resolve their IT issues as a side hustle. That then increases, sometimes double, triple, and sometimes even 10x your income. And you realize, actually, I don't really need to work. If I can monetize this really, really well, I don't need to work for anybody else. That's how you need to think about. What can you do now to increase your income? What it is? Are you a good speaker? Are you very good in maths? Are you very good in English? You maybe think, oh, Raheem, I'm not in college yet, or I'm not in university yet. Even if you're in college, you can teach someone who's in year 3, year 4, year 5, isn't it? Because you've done it already. If you're very good in English, you can teach someone who's in year 5, year 6, year 7 as well. Or perhaps you're very good in IT. You can literally help someone sort their problem out. Or perhaps you're very good in social media, for example. You might not realize you're on social media all the time. You can offer managing someone else's account. Say, look, I'm very good in social media. I love looking at social media. Can I manage your account? I'll be posting you free content there. And then you pay me X amount a month, whatever that may be for you. What can you do to increase your income? What that is, every human being have an additional skills that they could monetize to make them passive recurring income. Perhaps maybe it's doing a YouTube video like what I'm doing right now. Okay, or perhaps helping someone edit their videos, doing them thumbnails and all that sort of thing. Whatever you can do, monetize that to increase your income. Number four, this is a big one. This is the thing that lots of people are lacking in the UK. What is that? It's living below your means. You'll be shocked. 85% of the population in the UK are living over their means. You're talking about middle class, you're talking about people that you think are successful, you're talking about people driving amazing cars out the road. Like, these people are living way over their means. So in order for you to be successful, you need to live below your means. Maintain a budget that would allow you to spend less than you earn. I recommend to my investors to save between 20 to 30% of their take-home salary, okay? Of their take-home salary. Suppose you are on, say, £2,000 a month. 30% of that would be £600. So basically, you do a direct debit to another account. You save that money there. And you live on with whatever is left over. Right? You live on whatever is left over, live on that. You need to live frugal when you're young. It's not what other people are doing. People, you live lavish life when they're young. And obviously when they're old, when they need the help and money, they start living frugal life. You do the opposite. Live frugal life now in order to get you to where you want to go. Perhaps you're not being able to do 30%, but I recommend 20%. At least 20% of your take-home salary you need to save. If you're earning £2,000, that's about £400. So set that up. No matter what happened, even if they called you and told you something drastic has happened in your family, say, really sorry, if you have to cry tears. I'm sorry, it's really sad that has happened, but hey, I've got an investment to make, I'm gonna save that money. You're gonna be selfish at the beginning before you become generous, okay? You have to selfish in order to get you to where you go. Because if you're successful, you can help a lot more than helping tiny bit. If you're not breathing properly, how can you help someone breathe? Have you heard about the analogy of the flight? When you jump in a flight, when they announce in the safety, what they tell you first is to put your oxygen mask yourself first before you help anybody else. That's how life is, basically. You can't be going helping people when you can even help yourself. So help yourself well, become stable, successful, become financially free and financially secure. Then you can help a lot more with gratitude, with appreciation, with happiness, without worrying, oh, if I give him that £50, what can I do next? If I give him that £100, how am I gonna get it back? You start wondering, worrying about it. One, you're not getting blessing for it because you don't wanna give it, you're only doing it because you have to. Secondly, it's causing you harm in your health because you're worried about it now. It's causing you health issues and stuff like that. So don't do it if you're not capable of. I'm not stopping you from doing good things here, by the way. I'm just advising you to understand or know how you put your money out there, but have a bigger picture, have a mission and a vision to take it to where you want to go. If you do, you will do a lot more when you become successful. You have your own charity organization. You can literally spend in your church, your synagogue, your mosque, whatever that may be for you. You'll be absolutely amazed of what good things you could do once you've got lots of money. You can literally cut a check to help anyone you want to, but that only happens when you live below your means. One, selfish when you're saving your money so you don't actually give it to anybody else. And the tiny bit you get, you start investing that for passive recurring income. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below. Subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next one. Thank you.
That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahimba, and TikTok, Rahimba101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.